You are listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, we are chatting about the Bachelor of Science in Science Education here in DCU, and I'm joined by Student Ambassador and Science Education Student Mary Walsh. How are you, Mary?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Good, good. So let's go right back to the start. Why did you choose to come to DCU?
So the reason why I was looking at DCU mostly was just when I came to the open day, I came in like TUI 5th year, again in 6th year, and we went to see like Romeo and Juliet here and stuff. And like just every time I was kind of on the campus, I just got like a really friendly vibe. And I only kind of felt that in really just in DCU and say one other university. So it was kind of between those two because I just thought like the friendly vibe, and there was always a good buzz around campus and that kind of thing when I was around. So that was probably one of the main reasons, was because I just felt at home here a little bit even before I was a student.
And was science always something you were interested in?
I always loved science. I was never always good at science. Never really good at maths either.
They're tough subjects.
Yeah, but I did have like really had a love for them, and I used to just work a lot harder at them than I did in my other subjects, just purely because I wanted to.
And then you stumble upon this course.
Yes.
In DCU as well. Yes. So what kind of drew you to the course in the first place?
I was actually sitting outside a lecture hall waiting for my friend who was in like a nursing talk. And one of my now current lecturers pulled me into the talk and was like, "You're sitting around doing nothing. Come in here and listen to this." And I was like, "No way." And I came in and I just kind of fell in love with it from then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Completely by chance.
Completely by chance. There was like 5 or 6 students who were currently studying my course were just in the room. They had a lecture, and one of my now lecturers was there doing it with them and just pulled them in. There was 5 or 6 of us in at the talk on science education, and I loved it.
And look at you now.
Yeah, completely random.
So now what year are you in?
So I'm in 3rd year now.
Okay. So you've had a good run of it now. It's a 4-year course.
Yeah, I have a good idea what's going on now.
Let's go back to first year.
Yeah.
What can someone expect when they come into the first year of this course? What kind of modules do you do? Contact hours, that kind of thing.
So first year is the same as pretty much all first year common entry science courses in DCU, and that kind of means that you do introduction to biology, introduction to chemistry, and introduction to physics. You do 2 of each of those modules, so introduction 1, introduction 2 in semester 1 and semester 2. You'll do a maths module, and then what makes my course different from all the other courses that do science is I also do a micro teaching module on top of that in the first year.
Okay, and that's the module that will actually help you to become a teacher if that's what you want to do out of this course.
Yeah, so a lot of people actually use that as a little taster to see if they like teaching.
Okay.
And it's a really good way to kind of dip your toes into it because you're not actually teaching real students, you're just teaching your peers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of videoed, it's very embarrassing, but it's actually very worthwhile doing.
I'd say so. And something that you mentioned as well, you said that science and maths weren't always your strong point in school. Does that hinder you at all in this course when you come in first year, if it's maybe not something that you're very good at or very keen on, but you still want to be able to study it?
Yeah, so I found probably one of the best things about this was that DCU, very unique and from other universities, has a maths learning centre. And I kind of lived there for the last 3 years of my life, have just been in the maths learning centre, and they really basically are helping me get through the course a lot of the time. Although I'd be up to like a Leaving Cert level, what you're doing in college is obviously completely higher than what I'd ever be teaching, so they're really good to help me with that. And they kind of helped me the whole way, like specifically for someone like me that wouldn't have been as strong at those subjects. They've been a real help. It's kind of like a grinds kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
With like different PhD and master students that just kind of help you out on the regular.
It's a great resource to have.
On top of that, you just work a little bit harder if you're not as good, and that's it.
Simple as that. You make it sound so easy, Mary. So what level are you taught science in this degree?
So that varies from year to year. So I'd say first year is very like Leaving Cert level and then a little bit above.
Okay.
And then we get right up to 3rd year level. What I'm studying now in my 3rd year is actually a 2nd year level of any regular physics or maths degree. But the modules I'm doing now in 3rd year are actually 2nd year physics modules.
Okay, so what are some of the other modules then that you study with 2nd year?
So in my 2nd year, it's split up into two semesters. The 2 semesters are very different because you go on placement at Christmas. So the first semester is very teaching science and teaching maths, like an applied approach. So it's all about the pedagogy that goes behind teaching and getting you ready so you feel comfortable when you go out at Christmas. So when I came in, like at the start of the year in 2nd year, I was kind of going, God, I don't know if I'm able for this. Yeah. Like, this is going to be so tough. Like, I'm just after using, like, used to doing science now for the last year, and I don't know what I'm doing teaching wise. And then after like 3-4 weeks in the first semester of second year, I know all the numbers, it's getting confusing, but the first half of the year, like, it just really prepares you to go out into schools. I felt totally comfortable then going out in January and teaching for a month. So it was really good.
And how was the experience then?
Yeah, no, it was really good. And it was really nice to see, like, it kind of, like, I had my doubts about whether teaching was for me. And it just really confirmed for me that this was what I wanted to do. And I really loved, especially getting involved in the school and getting, like, involved in after school stuff, which DC really encourages, because you have to actually do it in order to complete your placement. So I just found that so good. Like,
and then there's more placement then as you go on to third year then too.
Yeah, so there's another placement then at the start of the year in third year. So this one's a little bit different because the schools are just getting back up and running. But a good thing about that was, like, I went back to my old schools, because you can do that for the one that's at the start
that's
of the
nice,
year in third year.
It kind of makes you more comfortable nearly, I think, because you know the
land. I got to go back and, like, I did all the training with all the teachers who were coming in for that year, and, like, different things that I never probably would have got a chance to do until I graduated. Like, I got different certifications in, like, epilepsy training, like, how to deal with that kind of thing in school, which is, like, really, like, prevalent at the minute. Mm. So,
and I think a lot of people wouldn't think that you'd be able to do that as well, as a little kind of side,
yeah,
a side hustle with this course, we'll say.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about going out to schools for placement, but if there is somebody that is doing this course who maybe teaching isn't the route that they want to go down with it, there's also the option to go out into, like, labs and stuff like that on your placement?
Yeah, that's only for the internship that you can do in your summer of third and fourth year.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that.
So it's run, I think, with, like, Accenture and the 30% Club. They run this internship to try and encourage teachers to work in industry and see what that's like, and be able to bring those experiences then back to the classroom and kind of, like, better themselves as a teacher. But some people also use it as a stepway to other career paths, mm-hmm. I guess is the word. So some people maybe might go into, I don't know, take a company like Microsoft, and two people from the internship last year were actually taken on then by Microsoft and now work there.
Oh, great.
So rather than where they were going to go, which was directly into teaching, they're now working for a company. That's just an example of one company. There's loads of different opportunities to do that if the companies want to take you on.
And you can try it, everything out kind of thing, and see what you like and what you don't like before you come out of the course.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it gives you good opportunities to do that. And, like, say, I don't do chemistry, so kind of, like, the lab options are kind of not really something I would go into now. But any of the kind of mathsy, codey ones, I'm kind of up for getting my teeth into.
Great.
Yeah.
And then let's talk a little bit about final year. Now, you're not there just yet.
No.
It's coming though. It's coming. So you have the option to specialise as well with this course.
Yes, so you actually specialise in second year.
In second year. Okay. And what did you choose?
So I chose to teach physics and maths.
Okay. And how does that then affect kind of your final year? Like, what are you very streamlined into something in final year?
Yeah. So, like, from second year, from when you pick your choices at the end of second year, you come into third year and there's three different streams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of complicated, but the best way to explain it is the three pathways are, like, out of the three subjects, physics, chemistry and maths. And you can choose two to teach to leave and cert, and then whichever two you choose, that's your stream.
That's where you go, kind of thing.
Most people don't pick physics and chemistry together because it's quite complicated and it's quite a lot more work than, say, picking the maths route, but it happens every once in a while.
Okay.
That people do.
And were you saying something to me as well about not being able to teach biology? This is kind of something that people think coming into this course.
Yeah, so you think coming in science education, I'm going to be able to qualify to teach biology. Like, that's definitely not the case. You won't have a qualification in it other than to junior cert, because you'll be fully qualified to teach junior cert science, but that's it. It has happened that graduates of the course have been asked to teach biology at the discretion of a school, but that's completely not a qualification that you'll get from this degree. So
it's
a large misconception people coming in.
And speaking of qualifications, then this is accredited by the Teaching Council as well, which is important to note.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like, you're registered then in your final year, you get your Teaching Council number. So
lovely. All official.
Out
then.
Into the big bad world then.
And what are some of the things that people can do? So we spoke about going on to do teaching and maybe going off to work in labs and stuff like that. Is that the only thing that you can do with the course, or where else can you go?
So I think a lot of people, like the majority, I'd say probably 90% of people who do the degree. That's a completely made up number, but it's,
I'd somewhere say in and around.
Somewhere in and around.
Yeah.
Allegedly, I don't know. They take on jobs as teachers.
Yes.
So most of that would be in Ireland, but some people go abroad. I've heard of people going to Abu Dhabi and places like that. Like,
wow.
Just going and just getting an experience teaching somewhere
else. But your degree can take you like wherever you want, like.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's great.
So yeah, a lot of people will go out to different countries and take up jobs there, and like they're very highly recognised out there as well. Mm-hmm. And often ask back and ask to stay and that kind of thing. But some people just want to stay here, and then other people go. Very few people go, no, I don't really want to do that teaching thing.
Okay.
And we'll do something else.
And that's fair enough as yep. well. At least you can. And what are the contact areas like for this? And maybe talk me through some of the exams. Is it a lot of continuous assessment, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the content areas for this course would be quite high, I think. So you'd be looking at above 20, like minimum 20 a week to... I think sometimes in second year it was nearly like 26 to 28
okay,
hours.
Okay, but you're used to doing that in school anyway, so it's not a huge culture shock.
No, it would be quite large, I think, in comparison to a lot of college degrees. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like school, it's quite light.
Yeah.
In terms of exams and stuff, you will have like, I'd say, 5 exams a semester, except for the one where you're on placement, that's in your second year of this degree. You won't have any exams.
Okay.
But there's also like a high amount of CA, which is continuous assessment, every year in this degree. So like for every module, mostly 20% of it is continuous assessment that you get from exams and in class tests and assignments and that kind of thing, and they can kind of help you boost up your grades for your final exam.
It's nice to go in with a bit of confidence into an exam, knowing that you have a certain amount kind of put aside already.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And it's also good to kind of get material of what the exam's going to be like. So mm-hmm. like you can like really, like you can't just put it all off to study for the exam at the last minute. You're always getting constant like, here's an assignment, here's an assignment, here's an assignment,
keep
here's
you on
an exam.
Your toes.
And it does, it keeps you on your toes. Like it seems like at the time it's really, really difficult. But in the long run, like you'll thank yourself that your lecturer has kind of put you through it.
Exactly. All yeah. paid off.
All paid off.
So you're definitely enjoying this course.
I do. I love it.
Anyone yeah. that you would recommend it to in particular?
I'd say anyone who has a passion or even likes maths and science and that kind of thing, and like is good with people. I'd say it's a really good fit, because that's probably one of the reasons why it fits so well with me, is I really like talking to people and I really like helping people, and there I like go. Maths and science, so this is kind of a good little mashup for me.
The perfect course.
That's it. You couldn't make better.
Great. And if you want to know more information about science education in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Mary, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.